USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Continuing the fight while the votes are counted. The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania challenging the continued counting of ballots. Prominent Republicans have promised to back the president in his legal fight. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham announced Thursday that he'd donate $500,000 to the president's legal defense fund. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California says his members in the House will be fighting as well. He tells Fox News that the legal battle cannot wait.
Republicans will not back down. We will not wait to 4 years from now to change this. We are going to fight this now, and we're going to change it. For them to claim that Arizona won, at the end of the day, the president will carry Arizona. He will win Pennsylvania, and that will be more than 270 electoral votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The United States has set another record for coronavirus cases. An additional 109,858 people tested positive on Thursday, eclipsing Wednesday's record total by more than 5,000 cases. Hospitalizations also remain on the rise, with areas in the Midwest and Southwest the hardest hit. The Centers for Disease Control said Thursday that the first round of COVID-19 vaccinations should go to healthcare workers when it's available. The CDC says vaccinating the frontline doctors and nurses caring for COVID patients would help quell the pandemic the fastest. The CDC says the next groups that should be in line for the vaccine would be the most vulnerable groups, anyone highly susceptible to the disease because of underlying medical conditions, and those 65 and older. Wall Street continued its post-election surge, finishing in the green for the fourth straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 542 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 added another 1.9%, and the Nasdaq continued its climb, adding 2.5% to close at nearly 12,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round draft pick for the way the team had handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden also has been fined $150,000. The Raiders have already been fined several times this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment. Meanwhile, in Thursday night action, the Green Bay Packers moved to 6-2 on the season, beating an injury-depleted San Francisco squad 34-17. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. A numismatist makes an interesting discovery in Maine.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple $100, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NBA may soon have a date to play. Multiple reports say the NBA Players Union has approved a deal to start a shortened 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The agreement shaves the season down to 72 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.